We're doing Brachot Rav Tachav Zayin Amud Beis. So Rashbi came before Rabbi Yeshua and asked him, "Is my Rav Rishus or Chova?" And he said Rishus. Then he went before Rabbi Gamliel and he said Chova. Then he said, "But Rabbi Yeshua told me it's Rishus." He said, "Wait until we enter the academy." When they got there, so he asked the question again. Rabbi Gamliel said obligatory and asked, "Does anyone disagree?" Rabbi Yeshua said no. So Rabbi Gamliel said, "Stand up, they'll testify against you." And Rabbi Yeshua said, if I were alive and he were dead, then I could contradict him. But he's standing here alive before me. Obviously, I can't contradict him. Rabbi Gamliel went on giving the class, leaving Rabbi Yeshua standing in front of everyone until the people had enough and they said, this isn't right. He's shaming him like this. It's not right. And you should note that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin feel sarivis rishus. So they decided they're removing Rabbi Gamliel from his post. So they said, Tavin Avre, we're holding five lines from the bottom. They said, let's remove him from his post. Man Nukim Le, who should we appoint instead? Nukmel Rabbi Yeshua Ban Maaseu. If we appoint Rabbi Yeshua, that's too harsh, because he's the one who Rabbi Gamliel opposed in this whole story. If we're going to appoint him, that's way too harsh. Nukmel Rabbi Akiva, so maybe we should appoint his top disciple, Rabbi Akiva, the huge Talmud Chacham. Dilma Anishrei, but we have to be concerned. Rabbi Gamliel has a lot of merits in heaven. He is a descendant of David HaMelech. Rabbi Gamliel, if he's pained by the fact that Rabbi Akiva is appointed Nasi, so Rabbi Akiva might be punished in heaven. Zelet leizchut avot, because as great as Rabbi Akiva is, Rabbi Akiva's parents were Gerim, his father and his mother. So, Rabbi Akiva didn't have any merits. He didn't have a lineage of merits that would support him. But let's appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's very sharp. He's very wealthy. So he knows politics. He could talk to the emperor. And he also has a good heritage. He's a Kohen, a descendant of Ezra Asofer. So that's positive. Let's appoint Nukmin Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Du Chacham, he's wise. Du Ashir, he's wealthy. Du Asiri leEzra, he's 10 generations down from Ezra. Hu Chacham di Makshidei Mefarigle, he's smart. So if people ask him questions, they'll have answers. Hu Ashir di Lelefluchel Bei Kesara, Hu Azal Upalach, he's wealthy. If it's necessary to go and talk to the Caesar, he can do it. Hu Asiri leEzra, di Leizchut Tavod Lo Matzi Anishle, he's 10 generations down from Ezra. Ezra is like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Gamliel couldn't punish him in heaven because the merits of his forefathers would protect him. So they came and asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi, you want to be the head of the academy? He said, let me go ask my wife, because until now I'd be home every night. If I enter politics, I'm going to be busy. I'm barely going to be home. It's not fair to my wife. I have to ask her permission before I take on such a position. When she married me, it wasn't with this understanding. She married me with the understanding I'd learn Torah, but I'd be home a certain amount, and now I'm going to diminish from my time at home. I need her permission. So he went and asked his wife's advice. She asked him a very smart question. If they're into this idea of bumping off rabbis, they might bump you off next. So that they might remove you from the post. He said, well, we do use precious cups because even though we know at some point it's going to break, we know you have fine glass, it's not going to last forever. You use it while you have it, even though at some point it'll break. She said to him, you're going to be chief rabbi? Your beard is dark. You don't have any white hairs. He was 18 years old that day. He had a miracle that day, and 18 rows of white hairs grew into his beard that day. Now here, there's an interesting Rav Nissim Gaon. Rav Nissim Gaon over here quotes from quotes like this. Nuki le Rabbi Akiva let leizchut avot. They said maybe we should appoint Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't have merits from his forefathers. Mibnei banav shel Sisra limdu Torah b'Yerushalayim. He was a descendant of Sisra. And the Gemara in Gittin also says that. Nukid Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, shu chacham ve'ashir ve'asiri le'ezra sofer, ha'chokhma shelo gluya hi, ve'idua, ha'lot reich, amar Rabbi Yoshua, in dor yotom shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, sharui b'tocho. You see how smart Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was. Rabbi Yoshua said about him that if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is around, the generation's not an orphan. He was wealthy because the Talmud tells us that every year his tithe was 12,000 cattle. So that means he had, every year he had 120,000 cattle, new cattle born. The tithe was 12,000. And the Gemara in Kiddushin says, if a person says, marry me on condition I'm wealthy, we don't say he has to be as wealthy as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So you see, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is like saying Bill Gates today. He's 10 generations from Ezra Sofer. That the Gemara says elsewhere. And in the Jerusalem Talmud, it says like this. Halchu minut Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ben Yudzayin Shana, v'nitmale kol rosho seiva. They appointed him, even though he was a youngster, and his head got filled with white hair. Not like Rashi learned here, that his beard got filled with white hair. His head got filled with white hair. And Rabbi Akiva sat there and he was pained. And Rabbi Akiva said, "Lo shu ben Torah yoter mimeni." It's not that he's more Torah, he's more Torah learned than I. "Lo shu ben gdolim yoter mimeni." But he has greater lineage than I do. So that's why they appointed him. Ashrei adam shezachu lo avotav. Praised is a person whose forefathers gave him merits. Ashrei adam sheyesh lo yated litalot ba. Praised is a person that has a spoke to hang himself on. Yeter datosh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shaya asiri le'ezra. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's great merit. He was 10 generations from Ezra. So you see, Rabbi Akiva didn't like this. But what could he do? He also recognized this is what to do. Oh, yes. Top to be continued.